Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to The Back Brief, where we talk about the veteran news of the week you might have missed. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This week at ConnectingVets.com, President Donald Trump to award General Jack Keane the Medal of Freedom, Democrats accuse administration of fantasy VA budget in election year political game, building named after first Airman Medal of Honor recipient since Vietnam War, Congress worries VA isn't ready to care for growing number of senior disabled vets, and Confederate paraphernalia banned on Marine Corps bases. This is The Back Brief for the week of March 5th, 2020. From Connecting Vets reporter Abby Bennett, Congress worries VA isn't ready to care for growing number of senior disabled vets. As veterans age and the population of senior veterans grows dramatically in the next 8 years, Congress worries the Department of Veterans Affairs isn't prepared for what lawmakers called a silver tsunami. The number of veterans older than 75 enrolled in VA healthcare is expected to nearly double by 2028. VA leaders told Congress during a House Veterans Affairs Committee hearing Tuesday. About half of the 9 million total veterans who receive care at the VA are older than 65. The VA will need to spend $14 billion annually to keep up with this increasing demand for long-term care, according to the Government Accountability Office. Quote, millions of veterans rely on us to ensure their later years are as dignified as possible, said Representative Julia Brownlee. These veterans will live longer with more complicated needs than any American health system has had to contend with. This is unlike anything the United States has seen before.
From Connecting Vets reporter Jack Murphy, President Trump to award General Jack Keane the Medal of Freedom. The White House has announced that President Trump will present the Medal of Freedom to retired General Jack Keane. A White House press secretary said Keane has devoted his life to keeping America safe and strong. According to the White House press release, this prestigious award is the nation's highest civilian honor, which may be awarded by the president to individuals who have made especially meritorious contributions to the security or national interests of the United States, to world peace, or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. Keane served as an infantry officer in Vietnam and after the war went on to serve in other hotspots such as Bosnia, Haiti, Kosovo, and Somalia. He then went on to be the chief operating officer for the Pentagon, directing and managing over a million soldiers and DOD civilian employees. He was in the Pentagon when terrorists crashed a jetliner into the building on September 11, 2001, and he provided oversight and support for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. He now serves as a national security analyst for Fox News. The award ceremony is scheduled to take place next week.
Connecting Vets reporter Jack Murphy reports on Confederate paraphernalia banned on Marine Corps bases. Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger has issued a memo ordering the immediate removal of any and all Confederate paraphernalia from bases worldwide. The Commandant's memo would apply to the removal of any Confederate flags or memorabilia inside buildings owned by the Marines. The Army has a number of bases named after Confederate generals, however, the Marines and Navy do not. In recent years, controversy has swirled about the military's relationship to its Civil War past and the appropriateness of modern-day Confederate iconography in the ranks. Debates surrounding the Confederate flag have increased in the past several years, with Congress recently asking the military to better track white supremacists in their ranks.
Connecting Vets reporter Elizabeth Howe reports, building named after first Airman Medal of Honor recipient since Vietnam War. In 2018, Master Sergeant John A. Chapman became the first airman to receive the Medal of Honor since the Vietnam War. Now, the training annex where his special tactics training began has been renamed in his honor. Chapman, an Air Force combat controller, was killed in action during the Battle of Takugar, Afghanistan in 2002. He was serving as part of a joint special operations reconnaissance team on an MH-47 Chinook that flew into an enemy ambush in the early hours of the morning. The helicopter took heavy fire from small arms and rocket-propelled grenade weaponry, resulting in Navy Petty Officer First Class Neil Roberts falling from the helicopter. Chapman is only the fourth Air Force enlisted airman to earn the Medal of Honor.
From Connecting Vets reporter Abby Bennett, Democrats accuse administration of fantasy VA budget in election year political game. House Appropriations Democrats told the head of the Department of Veterans Affairs that the administration's $243 billion budget request is a, quote, fantasy. The VA is asking for $12.9 billion more in funding for 2021 when only $2.5 billion in additional money is available for all federal departments, according to Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Quote, the VA's budget request is impossible without slashing and cutting all other departments, Schultz said. The administration knows this and is using our nation's veterans as pawns in a political game. The only way the increase would work is with new budget caps, lawmakers told VA Secretary Robert Wilkie at a hearing before a House Appropriations subpanel Wednesday. Quote, it's a fantasy budget, Schultz said. But Wilkie said he was, quote, asked to provide a budget to indicate to the country that veterans are a priority, and an increasing VA budget is a sign of more veterans getting care and that care improving. If approved as planned by President Donald Trump, the $243 billion 2021 VA budget would make the department the second largest federal agency, second only to the Department of Defense. $243 billion is nearly double the budget the VA had a decade ago, and more than five times its 2001 budget. Don't forget to like, listen, share, and subscribe to The Back Brief so that you don't miss a minute of the news that matters to you. All of the stories featured on this episode are available at connectingvets.com. And while you're there, check out our other podcast, Vet Story. This March, we're launching a whole new season of real stories from real vets. Go to connectingvets.com and get connected today. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I'll see you at the next episode of The Back Brief.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.